That's Lord Kitchener. We're playing that in memory of Dr. Harry Williams, who passed away, was buried today in Markham, and he was an admirer of Lord Kitchener, and he was a wonderful man. And so we wanted to make sure we noted the passing, and we're joined now by Ken Pern. Are you there, sir?
Hi, Phil. How are you this afternoon?
Very good. Our apologies for getting to you just a trifle later than we anticipated, but we're glad we got you.
That's fine. Thanks for having us.
We all have heard, we got the bad news, that General Motors was going to be closing. It had a tremendous impact on the community of Oshawa, tremendous impact, of course, on your local 222, and we understand 5,000 jobs are at stake. But it's been, in the discussion of it, I think we've lost track of some elements. And you are the spokesperson, in a sense, for many who are not properly identified. People know about General Motors, but others have lost their jobs. Tell us how you're impacted, the differentiation in the workforce.
Well, I can tell you this. I wrote something up for you, Phil, that I could read to everybody out there. I know some of my friends
Great.
Are listening. And,
as you like.
And you can interrupt me as we go through it, or you can let me finish and ask me questions at the end. But
you go ahead.
There's 2,500 suppliers that are out of work.
Uh-huh.
And they've got a deal done for the General Motors employees. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I will tell you that any of my members that see that deal that they got done, I'm not a GM worker, but I'll tell you, we salivate over it, because if we could have that, it would save a lot of lives.
Uh-huh.
But let me start by telling you, I've been at Lear Corporation with me for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of the Unifor now, which was the CAW Local 222 for 33 years. Right now, we have 325 employees left at Lear. At one time, we had almost 900. And out of the 325 employees, over 200 of them have over 30 years of service. And there's another 40 underneath that that are very close, that have 28, 27, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the majority of us are low to mid-50s, and our earliest retirement date in our contract is 60. So we've got a big problem.
Uh-huh.
Our pension is 97% funded, and there are three plants enrolled in our pension fund. There's Lear Whitby, Lear Ajax, and Lear Kitchener. Lear Kitchener was closed, I would say, 8 or 9 years ago, and those members, they were part of a stamping plant. And when they closed that, they moved the work to Mexico.
Hmm.
So when they closed, our Unifor, the union at the time, sat with them, and they retired those members. So anyone with 28 years of service got retired with a full unreduced pension,
full
benefits, and an enhanced severance package.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I talked to the chairman this morning from Lear Ajax, Jerry LeBlanc, and he tells me that he also has 150 members over 30 years of service. And if Lear could do something, if they could sit with our union right now and find a way to retire all the members that are eligible, or not eligible, I guess, at this point, but if they could retire us, then there would be enough jobs at Lear Ajax in January for every one of my members to go there and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a little bit about Lear. Lear Corporation, and this is from their full report from 2018. This was released in January. They have over 130 plants worldwide. Lear is number 147 on the Fortune 500 list. They are bigger than McDonald's. They are bigger than Visa.
Whoa.
They paid their shareholders $186 million last year alone. Their sales were $21.1 billion. Their net income for last year was $1,205 million. That's their net income. And their free cash flow is $1.1 billion.
Uh-huh.
Their president and CEO had said, Ray Scott has said, that they are in the best financial position they've ever been in. So I'm asking Lear Corporation to do the right thing by our families and give us the same option that the brothers and sisters in Kitchener received. I mean, our contract at Lear Whitby expires on July 1st, but also on July 1st, I take a wage reduction of $2.03. That was from our last contract. So mm-hmm. Now, as far as me and my union, I'm a proud Unifor member. I'm currently running for union delegate to represent all the supplier chain at Local 222, and I don't know all their dynamics, but I do know I'll fight for them, and I want to know their dynamics, because there's a lot of people in a lot of trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't hold an elected position in my plant, but everything I'm doing, I will tell you, I'm doing in support of my bargaining committee because they need help. There's a lot of pressures. We've been told that we are getting severance. They're going to try to enhance our severance. I get 3.5 weeks now, capped at 25 years. So roughly $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't know how the rest of the people, but I know me and some of my members are not interested in severance. And if they need to use that to get us to the finish line, Phil, they can have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Over the last 2 decades, I was elected. At some point, I was an alternate rep, a union rep, a chief steward, and then I did 3 sets of negotiations on the bargaining committee.
Mm-hmm.
I was in negotiations with Jerry Diaz, and he worked under, at that time, he worked under the great Buzz Hargrove and everyone's friend, Kenny Lawenza. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to meet Ken, but he's like your uncle.
Uh-huh.
My last set of negotiations I was in, I'll stop for a second and tell you about Ken. And we had went through bankruptcy just like GM did, and we gave back our vacation time, and we co-paid our benefits, and we lost a lot. We lost a lot. So my third set, we started to come back. We got 2 paid holidays, and we got some Christmas bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny come in, just and he rubbing our shoulders and slapping our hands, and I'm here for you. And that's just the kind of man he was. He was just a delight to be around. So, but let's talk about Jerry Diaz.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Diaz orchestrated the birth of the biggest labor union in Canada. That was made up from the CAW and the CEP unions. And I consider him a friend. I do. Right now, respectfully, we've got a disconnect. We've got a difference of opinion. And I believe he needs to switch lanes and stand up for our members. That's what I truly believe. I think we can get a deal done. And like I said, there's an opportunity that all our people from Lear Whitby could go to Lear Ajax if they retire them too. So I think it's worth a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this brings me to where I am now. On June 6th, I spoke up at the general membership meeting with all the suppliers were there on behalf of Lear workers and everyone else. And I told our president, Colin James, that this is not enough. It's not enough. And that's basically my campaign. It is not enough. We deserve more than what we're getting. I did an interview with the Oshawa this week. And funny enough, I had my picture taken on Friday, and the lady that took my picture, her husband actually works at Lear Ajax, who will remain nameless, but I thought that was kind of interesting. A little irony, yes. Yeah, a little irony. So they tell me it'll be in the news sometime this week, and I appreciate all their efforts. I appreciate everything everybody's doing for me. Now here I am on the radio with you, Phil, and I thank you so much for giving us the exposure that we need, because we need as much as we can get. And I need to leverage somehow and get Jerry to understand that we can do something here. We're ready to fight. Our membership's ready to fight. We've been there a long time. Like 3 decades I've known these people. I'm not friends with all of them, but I have friends that are friends with the whole membership. So I'll tell you what's happening now is this Sunday. At our Lear membership meeting, we're meeting with the National Union Rep, and it's my first opportunity to try and persuade them that this is not enough. I don't know if Jerry's going to be there. I know he's invited. I know the assistant to the president, Shane Wark, is supposed to be there, and my message to them is clear. We've earned the right to retire. The National Union and Lear Corporation need to sit down and roll up their sleeves and get this done, respectfully, with dignity.
When you say that you say you want what they've got for the GM guys, right? Is that
No. I want what they got for the Lear Kitchener guys. We're not General Motors, but yeah, it's something. They could make something.
Something
worse,
similar.
Something similar. The Lear Kitchener guys,
particularly in the numbers department.
Yeah, they got to retire after 28 years of service.
Yeah.
Like Jerry put out a notice this morning and saying they're working hard for the IPS workers, and I'm sure they are, the independent parts sector, but General Motors Oshawa suppliers is what he's talking about, and they're going to open an action center. They were all in our 50s, so I'm going to go to an action center that will be paid for, I'm sure, from our corporations, but the schooling that I'm going to do is going to be on the taxpayers' dime.
Yeah.
And they're going to retrain me to take the jobs away from my children. They're the ones that need that. Yeah. Right? So I just think that you can get some members out of that action center that have longer years. And I know there's other ones in our supplier unit that have many years. So basically, that's basically, Phil, that's my story in a nutshell. I know it's not very long, but there's more to it. But
well, it also represents hundreds of other people. What you're outlining, I'm sure, resonates with all of them, right? I mean, I understand, you know, the membership meetings are better attended. There's more voices because your lives are on the line.
Well, I'll tell you, this Sunday, I want to thank everybody right now on the radio that helped me get this up and running. And I've got some new friends and some old friends and some retiree friends that I never met before I stood up at the general membership meeting there on the 7th of June. And they will remain nameless until Sunday because they're going to be there to support our workers. And anybody out there, if you could send me, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email to kenpearn@gmail, Ken, kenpearn@gmail.com, and just send me a quick message to say it is not enough. Yeah. And I know I have your support, so I can take it to my union Sunday.
And share their ideas.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to stay with it because I've talked about it on this program in the past. You know, people got the wrong impression of how many people were impacted. We were basically, people were saying 2,500, but it's 5,000. And the people in your kind of position are not, your status is not quite understood by a broad public. The public is concerned. They didn't like it. The GM just decided, okay, we're out of here. And there's been a reaction across the country. So,
right. Oh, it's going to affect everybody. Like, I have a little donut shop down the road, Skylight Donut.
Yeah.
Little wee shop. And we line up on our way to work in the morning.
Yeah,
and there's probably 30 cars in line, and these ladies know our names. They know what we drink, and we hit it, we throw them a toonie, and we're on the road, and they will close.
Yeah.
And those are the people that are going to suffer also.
Well, you stated it very well. Ken Pearn, we're going to keep track of it. We're going to talk to you, I hope, in the future, particularly after Sunday's meeting. We want to share the news. So thank you very, very much for talking to us today.
Well, you're more than invited down Sunday. Now, I don't know if everyone's allowed into the hall because it is just a Lear membership.
Well,
but as far as I'm concerned, anyone there to support our workers?
Maybe we'll go get those donuts. We'll wait for you at the donut shop.
It's local 222 in Oshawa at 1425 Philip Murray Avenue, sir. I'd love to see you there Sunday at 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you, Ken Pearn.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye. And this is the Taylor Report. This is CIUT. And Phil, you're...
You know what?
This is the other field.
No, what impresses me about this story is that General Motors and the federal liberals and Jerry Diaz were going to wrap it all up in a package and say we got a couple of hundred jobs back, as if, you know, some great concession, and we're just going to make the whole issue go away. And of course, leaving all of these people just like not helped, you know, and just leaving a community high and dry, and hoping the story would just disappear. And it's really wonderful to hear this because clearly this story is not going to disappear. They've got to do something.
Guess what? Unions are full of articulate members.
Yes,
people
that's
who,
one of the things.
they understand terms like bottom line, and they're paying attention.
Yeah.
It's one of the bright things about this to see the coming to life of an organization faced with a challenge by a super powerful economic entity like General Motors. And the arrogance of the people who work for them, who, you know, hold little meetings and pat people on the back and then say, like lawyers do to their clients, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Of
and
course,
they say,
yeah.
Oh, clang, what was that sound?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the great things to see this. And by the way, it reached the floor of the Ontario NDP meeting. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit with the president of the region, Durham. Durham Region Council.
Yeah.
That'll be at about 5:30. We expect. And but what was impressive is the resolution calling for support of the GM workers, but in a way that politicians should address it. That is, we're not talking about just the local issue. We're talking about the people who run the donut shop he mentioned, and we're talking about the community, and the responsibility of the people's government to the people. And you say, you know, okay, so step in and tell anyone with a pocket full of dough that he can't just come and go. You know, he's, that has his, their conduct has to be regulated as well. And, of course, now the specter is being raised of the Green New Deal. We hear about it in the United States. And also public ownership and making of electric cars. A lot of ideas which 5 years ago someone would have said, well, that's probably Ralph Nader talking in his sleep, you know. But no, it's starting to happen. So that's where we've reached. And so that it goes to the floor of the Ontario NDP, and they talk it through. And my understanding, and we'll find out in a moment from, I say around 5:30, but from Tiffany Baltucci, but it started off with a kind of a nice resolution, pleasant resolution, not terribly offensive resolution, and the members began to talk, I understand, and they became more and more heated and direct, and then more and more powerful people who are quite well known in the labor movement, and also including the MPP from Oshawa. And that resolution went from, you know, middleweight to heavyweight, and it began to, you know, say something. So, and I have the resolution in front of me, as a matter of fact. I'll tell you what, I'm going to read the resolution, because, and we'll ask Tiffany Balducci about it. Here's the actual resolution. Be it resolved that the Ontario NDP stand with the people of Oshawa, Oshawa autoworkers, and autoworkers across Ontario in calling on the provincial and federal governments to maintain the manufacturing capacity at Oshawa facility and explore the alternative forms of ownership, including a new vision of a publicly owned facility that could produce green vehicles and or any other product that meets public need in order to face the climate crisis and transition to a new green economy. So, as Bob Dylan would say, times are a-changing. So we have a moment or two. Perhaps we could play a little more Lord Kitchener. And that will be in memory of Dr. Harry Williams, who is buried today in Markham. And after that, we will be coming back to talk to Tiffany Balducci.